This is the NMG podcast, where NMG stands for nice male genitals. I mean, taste my nuts. I'm advertising on my shirt.
That is the appropriate shirt there. Thanks, Miss Mel. That's a good one. This podcast is brought to you by Emo Lawnmowers. Lawnmowers so good, the grass practically cuts itself. People of the interwebs, this is the Noble Metals Gamers podcast, episode 58. My name is Dave.
Peanut.
This is my friend Peanut. We gather around and talk about some video games, mostly pertaining to PlayStation, more or less PS4, and sometimes get weirdly off topic about other crap. But, yeah. You can check out the podcast on youtube.com/noblemetalsgamers. We are on iTunes. And Miss Mel just keeps bringing it. Welcome, Mel.
I'm gonna write you a song only using my nipples. It's gonna
happen. You can also support us on patreon.com/noblemetalsgamers. I'll explain more of that crap later. But we usually kick this thing off with what we have been playing. Paper, rock, scissors.
All right.
Best out of three or just one?
Just one.
All right. One, two, three, go. Oh, wait.
I went early, but yeah. I still...
One, two, three, and then go?
Yeah.
All right. One, two, three, go.
I won.
All right. I have been playing... What is this? Squeeze me balls and I'll yelp. Brad, you silly man.
It would be a very magical song, though.
I was hanging out with a past podcast member... Matt over at his place, and we got on the subject of Lego Marvel Superheroes and how I had just recently started it back up and I was all stuck in it.
Boo.
Yeah. Peanut hates Lego games. Whatever. But Matt, how old is Elias? He just turned what, 10 or 11?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so he had to help me figure out where the hell I'm at in that game. So I actually passed that. Yeah, he instantly knew. Like, he's freaking on top of it. I keep telling him, I was like, I'm gonna steal him and, like, make him fucking come over and be on the podcast, because Matt and Misty never were able to.
Misty would if she could.
Yeah, she definitely would.
I talked to her.
And if I had, like, other segments that weren't strictly video game related, but we're working on that. Constantly trying to make the podcast better. But, I actually beat all of the levels in Lego Marvel, so now I just have to go back through and free play all the levels so that I can unlock everything, because Misty said it's an easy plat. Other than the races, it's an easy plat, so...
But, no, okay, to be fair, she's horrible at the races.
Yeah, but I read online on PlayStationTrophies.org for their guide, they're like, the only thing that will give you problems, and it's because of shitty controls, is going to be the races. Like, the races will piss you off.
Brad, like...
Brad, why are you so nasty right now, man? Yeah, like, this isn't the Twitter chat.
He just got done watching porn and can't get it out of his mind is what it is. He's like, no, I'm just here. And Mel's response makes it worse.
Yeah. That's not that bad, because whenever... Puss was talking about cutting something, and she was like, oh, I'll cut it, coming. And I was like, you misspelled coming and said C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Because she gets excited about cutting things.
You're a stab fucker.
Stab fucker. Yeah. That's on a previous episode. Oh, man. I started up ESO Elder Scrolls Online again because Danny Danger hit me up on Facebook. Because
I'm not important enough.
No, we had this conversation. You said you wanted to do it. I was discouraged, but literally, like, we haven't even played yet. All I did was bring my character back up, saw the whole weird respec thing. Like, they took all your spec points away.
Ariel Rebel. That's all I'm going to say.
What?
She writes her own comic book, too.
Oh. Hmm. Favorite porn actress? Oh, my God. I'm forgetting her name now. What is it? Jenna Hayes. She plays PlayStation, yo. She used to have, like, be at conferences showing off Vitas and stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a good girl. Anyways.
Porn.
ESO, because Danny Danger wants to start playing it again, and I haven't played with that dude for months. And, like, we were podcasting together on the Geek Feed there for a while and doing a whole bunch of shit, and he's a really cool dude, but more on him later, too. But that ESO fucking...
I'd love you so much more, Mel.
That stat change, redistributing all your stats, that messed me up because it's been so, so long since I've even had to fuck with that. I don't remember... I remember most of my moves that I put skills into. Like, I remember I was doing provisioning and metalworking or blacksmithing.
Yeah, see, I negated all that this runaround.
Well, I still wanted to be able to blacksmith, because that's how I make all my awesome armor, and I can make everyone else armor. And I wanted to be a brewer, because, well, I like to drink, so...
It gives you ridiculous buffs.
Yeah, and, like, I can make awesome fucking brews by now, but all my moves, I wasn't quite sure what all I did. Like, I remember I had, like, the chain thing that brought people close to me, and I had, like, the uppercut, and I think I focused on fire, but still my character doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel the same as it used to, so...
Mine seems more OP the way I did it, because like I said, for the most part, I negated the woodworking and whatnot, and did all mine for destruction damage and healing, and that's all she does.
That's not so bad, then.
Yeah, like...
My character feels weaker now, though. Like, I don't get it. And I'm like, I didn't even remember how to, like, call my horse up and shit.
Yeah,
like,
dude, it took me a minute.
I still didn't figure it out, but then again, I wasn't fucking with it for a long time.
Hold your touchpad.
Oh, that's right. God damn it.
See?
I sat in a couple other podcasts. My brother's been staying, so, like, I've been playing a couple other games because he's a Walking Dead fan, and so I played some of the, I'm almost done playing through the first season of Telltale's Walking Dead because he's been watching it. And I showed him some The Last of Us, so I played quite a bit of The Last of Us, just... Which is always good to hop back into.
Not for me.
Yeah.
I gotta do my Survivor Plus run.
Oh, yeah, no shit. Well, I'm not trying to platinum it.
I wouldn't either.
Just trying to be a freaking badass.
I just want to go through and get all the shit.
Yeah. But I really think that's a... Other than a ridiculous Star Trek game on my phone, that's really all I've been playing. What about you, Peanut?
Alienation, Dark Souls, and Minecraft.
Still playing some Minecraft.
I jump on every now and then.
Yeah. I gotta hop on and fucking get that platinum, dude. I'm only like 3 trophies away.
And they're cheese trophies.
They are, but they're time-consuming. Like, the one is literally time-related.
33 hours.
Yeah. And then the other one's finding all the biomes and shit. Smells, I think we broke Brad. More than likely.
He loved it.
He's fragile. Okay, so that's all you've been playing?
Yeah, I just beat New Game Plus on Dark Souls.
Props on that, because that shit's tough.
And I gotta do it 2 more times.
God.
I might just stop with this character. Although yeah. I do have, I have a lot of the sorceries and a lot of the pyromancies. The rings is what's throwing me off. Because there's 107 fucking rings you have to acquire.
Jeez.
Because you have to get the normal rings in the first playthrough, and you have to get all the plus ones in New Game Plus, and then there's a couple plus twos you have to get in plus plus. But, like I said, I got most of the sorceries and the pyromancies. I got all my covenant trophies the other day. Finally went and knocked the other two out that I couldn't find. I actually think there's one more covenant, but I don't have no idea how to find them, so I'll probably just have to look it up.
Yeah, but you are going to platinum that one?
Yeah, and Alienation.
Eventually I'll get to where you're at in Alienation, I'll help you with that. Because
I say, once you get to World 2, I'm there.
Hell yeah. I'm down with that.
And I'm nasty.
So that's all we've been playing?
Yeah.
I think that was pretty damn good, but, you know, world. Fuck me.
Like, I've been building it for too long just to be like, nah.
Gotta upkeep the world.
And like I said, Matt's dad, Brad, actually helped me do something that I hadn't been able to do in 2 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was over playing at Matt Misty's, and I have shops in my Minecraft world. And all the signs in front of the shops, like there's a bakery, And it sign on it says, because bitches love cake. And then there's the music shop. And the lyric is, we finally got our own PA. And there's the butcher.
Finally.
The butcher. I did the classic Pink Floyd. Can't have any pudding unless you eat your meat. And then the grocery was the hardest one. I couldn't think of one for like 2 years. And then Brad got all ghetto. And so it's wake up, wake up, wake up, because it's the first of the month.
Yeah, Miss Mel, I see you playing some Minecraft. Like, that's all I ever see, anything on your Twitch or anything.
Send me a PlayStation request, and yeah. I will definitely walk you through my world. I've been building it for 2.5 years.
Yeah, what the hell? Are we even friends on the PSN? Because that shit needs to happen. And, I still got a couple trophies I need to get, so I should be playing more Minecraft. Your shit keeps disconnecting. I know
it's because my phone has a shitty connection. Like,
I'm
that.
Sure it's a shitty connection on that thing, too. But, yeah. We missed Tuesday's episode because life. So, it's a couple days late, but here are some new PlayStation releases. PS4 releases, rather. Good old Homefront the Revolution, which a lot of people said kind of stay away from that one. So, Sugar Plump, is that your name on PSN?
It's fantastic. You make me happy every time I talk to you. I'm just going to say that.
It's good stuff.
My wife won't like you.
Digital and retail for Homefront. And Derek's still in here. He can tell you how awesome Homefront is because he promptly took it back to GameStop and got fucking Valkyria Chronicles. Yes, Homefront.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have heard from some trusted sources to stay the hell away from that. Derek says Homefront the Revolution equals hot street trash.
Just a fucking dumpster fire.
man. I think tomorrow, which is a weird release, is the Cubicolor. That comes out on PS4, only digital. It says, immerse yourself in a world of Cubicolor, armed with only your logic and your cube. Move through 150 levels, outwitting the traps in the system, an evil scheming entity to confront the machine and pass a test. Will you achieve the highest score?
Tetris is getting a movie.
Tetris is getting a movie.
I heard that the other day. It was like, what?
This shit's absurd. We also got a digital PS4 Letter Quest remastered. Don't know. Life Goes On, Done to Death, digital on PS4. Not sure what that one is. Man, I printed out all these pages from, like, so far spread apart that there's, like, 8 of them. So I'm gonna get some really good shots at throwing this at the camera. Oh, that was close. That was close. It was a little low. A little low.
Yeah, that was exactly. And they have a huge fucking budget.
They really do. Let me see here. My Night Job, PS4 Digital.
Yeah.
Perfect Universe, PS4 Digital. Rugby Live 3. I didn't even know there was a 1 and 2. That's PS4 and PS3 Digital. Shadow of the Beast. You should definitely check that one out on there because we looked at that. Miss Mel, I ducked. I'll get you. We checked out Shadow of the Beast trailer on the PlayStation Store, and that shit actually looks pretty cool. Indol 59 from France. Bonjour, my friend. Shadwin? Sounds like... I don't even know. Shadwin. Well, it's PS4 Digital. It's some kind of stealth action game. See? Look. I spaced them out way too much. I'm already ready for my next one. Here it goes, Mel. I'm trying to do it away from the microphone so I don't kill people again. Because that was loud. I re-listened to it. It's okay. Keep throwing white stuff at me. Oh, that was like almost there.
So was she.
Bazinga. Bazinga. Where's a nice little noise for that? What can I do for that?
Hello, please.
Maybe Greg Miller's That's What's Up? That'll do. Where was that at?
Yeah, that's what's up.
We're all sluts.
That is what's up. Something called Soft Body on PS4.
So they put me out on a PlayStation.
Got that soft body.
Dude, I'm getting kind of chunky. I can't even wear my Spider-Man shirt anymore. It's just fucking Spider-Man.
Spider-Man doesn't have a gut.
Yeah.
Valkyria Chronicles Remastered on the PS4. I bought that shit earlier today. And like I said, that's what Derek traded in and got, which is a wise decision. Okay. Dude, why am I so fucking pale?
Because you are, motherfucker. Go outside. Finally...
I'm seriously like... Look at my arm. Like, that is like art. That's R2 status. Look, it's almost the same color. Your underarm pretty fucking light too.
See my balls.
I recommend not doing that, but checking out Valkyria Chronicles.
He loves them.
Valkyria Chronicles Remastered. It's looking solid. I played it on PS3. It's an awesome game. If you like the kind of tactical kind of thing. Yeah. So, I enjoy it. Not really Peanut's bag, because if Peanut, you were going to pick up something, what the hell would... You would have got the...
Shadow.
Yeah. That one does look pretty fucking good.
I like to kill stuff.
Whatever Viva Ex Vivo is, that's on PS4. And then Wild Arms 3. You said you played Wild Arms 1 and 2, right?
I actually have one. And, I mean, they're...
They're just, like, traditional
RPGs. And, like I said, they haven't changed much from the first two.
Traditional RPGs are good?
They're good, but, I mean, they're not exquisite. They're fun. I don't suggest getting 3 unless you've played the other two.
Yeah.
I'm done.
What are you done?
I unplugged it finally. Oh. It's just like, fuck it.
So much noise. Here comes another one. Oh, that was right fucking spot on. I am the shit. I'm getting better at that. And now, on to some news. Kojima Productions. God, I fucking am not able to talk today. I've been off all day. All day. Here, you read that shit. I don't even wanna. I'm just gonna sit over here and...
Kojima Productions. Luden's revealed. Lego has a body, and it does look pretty crazy.
That body does look pretty awesome. Yeah.
And, like, the original logo that was leaked, it had the skull in the mask. And now we got to see a picture of what the actual mask looks like with
if
the body.
If you zoom into that mask, though, on that picture, you still see that skull.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know
like,
that.
It's a weird, creepy skull, but it's, like, it's weird because it's all the glass and there's a reflection. Like, I had to zoom in and see it.
But Luden means playing.
Yeah, it's Latin for playing.
The suit is called Ava, Extravehicular Activity Creative Suit.
Yeah, like...
So, why is there a C? Evac?
Well, it's like Creative Suit is the name of the suit. So the Extravehicular... What was the other one?
Activity.
Extravehicular Activity is the name of the Creative Suit.
See, that makes me think it's going to be like Crysis, because you could upgrade your suit and do all sorts of crazy shit.
But doesn't creative kind of lend to the fact that it's not just going to be like a fighting suit? Like, why would it say creative?
I mean, think Warframe.
Yeah.
Different frames do different things. You could essentially mod out different parts to do different things, maybe.
That's true. That could just be one fucking suit that is in his next game.
But Hideo Kojima has confirmed that his first post-Konami game will use a third-party engine.
Yeah.
And he said that he's looking into a company that is in current production of an engine, but he also talked to the people from Crytek for the CryEngine. And that makes me happy, because yeah. I love the CryEngine.
Without even reading that shit, you were like, that'd be cool if he used, like, the fucking Crytek engine. And then we looked that shit up, and it was like, yeah, he went and talked to those guys. And I'm like, good. Fucking jump on that, for real.
Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 was announced on PlayStation YouTube channel, so check that out.
I'm a Dragon Ball nerd.
Yeah. He also just loves balls, like I was saying earlier.
I like to play with my balls.
And I saw a cool way to make Jello shots. Dragon Ball Jello shots.
Well, now you're talking about swallowing balls, so that's on you.
I mean, smashed. I don't care.
We both played the first Xenoverse.
Yeah, I reeked its face.
Yeah, it was good, but it seemed like it needed more. I wish there was more of like the MMO aspect to it, but there's really not.
Yeah.
But after the trailer I watched, it kind of seems like it might be, and I could do with a little bit of an overhaul for the...
Well, see, I baited the first Xenoverse.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you saying
and
that.
And it did seem MMO at the time.
Yeah, but that was like a weird fake out, man.
And then it changed come release, and it was like, come on. Now we're going to talk about the stuff I like to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
E3 conference.
Oh, yes.
It's coming Monday, June 13th, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
And it lasts until the 16th.
I'm pretty pumped.
What do you want to see?
Everything from some Final Fantasy VII shit. I want to see some more Kingdom Hearts stuff. I want to see some more VR shit. Let's see. What else did I fucking put down on there?
I showed you the PlayStation Rewards thing.
Yeah.
That part of the E3 badges they gave away. You got the beta. Like, you got to test PlayStation VR.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I wish I'd have known about it prior. Granted, I didn't have any money to throw at it, but...
Well, yeah, but still.
I want to see The Last of Us 2, even if it's just a teaser.
Yeah. I would definitely like to see... If the... it's almost a gimme that that's what they're going to do.
I would hope so. I mean, Uncharted's done.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, they shouldn't be making any more of those, so...
Or, I would substitute The Last of Us for a next-gen Crash Bandicoot.
Ooh, like, I read something today that said that Sony is, like, all about knowing that we want a fucking Crash Bandicoot game. Like, they know. They are paying attention. They're not Nintendo. Like, they're actually paying attention to us and shit and seeing what we actually want.
You said you want to see Rockstar?
Yeah, like maybe there's another Red Dead.
See, I
imagine.
I couldn't get into the Red Deads, but I mean, Rockstar did GTA, and I've never been.
Yeah,
I did play Red Dead Redemption.
It could be something totally different, and I'm fine with that. Like, I enjoy some Rockstar stuff.
I mean, I could. Yeah, I'll be down for some Crash.
Yeah, I want some Crash Bandicoot bad.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect Andromeda would be really awesome to see.
Titanfall, you were talking about maybe being a PlayStation title.
Oh, it's definitely going to be on PlayStation. It's going to be on all consoles this go around.
Good.
Titanfall 2, us PlayStation folks will definitely be able to play that.
So
I want to
see
some more on that
shit.
Yeah, I want to see some Kingdom Hearts stuff.
I'm stuck on Kingdom Hearts shit because, well, my daughter's named Kairi.
Yeah.
So I have to at least know what they're doing with the character.
Yeah, that's true.
And the big one in your eyes.
Freaking, I want to know what Kojima's doing, man.
That's not the one. I mean, I want to know what Kojima's doing just as well as everybody else, but fucking Last Guardian.
Yeah, The Last Guardian, for God's sakes. Just give us this game already. Like, and I also put on there, like, I hope, like usually, they're like, it's new, it's awesome,
different.
And you can download it today. And, like, if they could do that with The Last Guardian... They'd fucking win another E3. Like, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
What
they'd
was
win
last
another
year's?
One. What, the one that you could get for free?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the hell... I don't even know if they had one last year, but I know the year before that it was, like, Entwined and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they had a beta that you could hop into right off the bat. Like, if you're at home watching, you can download it right now type deal.
Alright.
No, there's quite a bit of shit at E3, and I'm pretty pumped to see.
To the next one. To the next section here. Uncharted 4 and The Last of Us linked.
They could be connected.
And I'll let you carry on with your story because it's you telling the story.
Yeah, that's true. Because I haven't played The Last of Uncharted 4 yet, but I was watching my buddy Garrett play it. He's been on the podcast as well before. And he was rummaging through some shit and found a pill bottle that had that was exactly the same pharmacy as a poster that I saw in The Last of Us when you're looking for medicine inside of a pharmacy. And it's the same exact pharmacy. And it was actually a really cool deal because if you went on Twitter and they had a website and they all act like they're real accounts in Colorado, oddly. They're all like, that's where the pharmacy is from. But they talk about, like, all the outbreaks start happening and then all their Twitter accounts stop whenever the, like, shit went down in The Last of Us. So that same exact one, same exact pharmacy shows up in that pill bottle in Uncharted 4, so...
Same universe?
Maybe they're the same universe, or maybe it's because it's, you know...
Same company.
The same... Well, it's the same exact people.
Yeah, it's for nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
It's like, look what we did.
So it's just them having some fun. Either way, kind of cool. I dig that, though. Man, I just used a really heavy font on this one, so... Man, you read the most of that one. That's what... Oh, yeah. See? Not so goddamn easy.
I got one. You've had, like, 12. Shut up. You was just blatantly missing them last time.
Oh, Overwatch. On the YouTube, on our YouTube channel, we had me and Peanut and Derek and Rick all playing some Overwatch, and I took some little pieces out of our couple of hours of whooping everyone's ass.
We didn't lose.
Yeah. Like, I think we lost one match.
It was towards the end, but it was after Derek left. Or was it Rick or Derek that left?
No, Rick was in there because he immediately was just like, sad face. Yeah. I was like, aw, don't be sad, buddy.
Yeah, we finally lost one.
We won all the rest of them.
Yeah, we did like 12 total and lost one.
But a new short featuring Hanzo, you know, dude who fucking summons Shenron after your ass. That bastard. Just like the one with
Derek left.
Just the one with the speedy girl.
Tracer.
Yeah, it's just like that little short movie. But, yeah.
People bitching about Bastion. Alright, look. The game developers even came out and said that just everybody quit bitching. Because the whole concept of the game is character switching. Either have a solid team. Like, even when you're picking your team, it flat out tells you... You don't have enough support characters. You don't have enough defensive characters. Not enough tanks. Not enough builders. The whole game is about changing characters to adapt.
Yeah.
And people bitching about Bastion, for one, there are four people that easily counter Bastion. And there ain't a damn thing he can do about it.
Yeah. Just get your long range.
I use Genji. I'll stand right in front of him with that damn turret and use my deflect, and he's dead.
No shit, because it reflects it back at him.
Garrett, bitching about fucking, the guy Rick used, Reaper.
Reaper, yeah.
And his special.
You can see in my video, I've killed like 6 or 7 different Reapers only in those clips, and that's only like 12 minutes
Genji's
worth of clips.
Genji's deflect will wax Reaper and Reaper's own special.
Yeah, because it just hits it right back at him. Like, you gotta have people that know how to use certain characters and either have everyone specialize, because we had Derek in long range, you in short range, Rick in short range, super powered. Because those fucking guns are nasty.
Dual shotty.
And then I was running around as a healer. And then our other two fucking picked up the slack. And we dominated hard. Now, we didn't have to change on the fly because we were all good with those characters. But the developers have literally said, like, you're supposed to change characters on the run. That's why it's an option. Like, if you run into a situation where you can't handle it with this character, after you die...
Adapt.
Go back and fucking... pick a character that's going to be able to whoop their ass. Seems pretty simple.
It's the way old school fighting games worked. If you're playing against somebody and you're this specific character and they got a character that's whooping your character's ass, yeah. You going to keep using that character? No. You're going to change. At least you should.
I got a couple things to read here real quick.
Yeah, that's my rant. I'm over.
Kobai 12 and... Ada Mueller or Adam Uller 84, thanks for the follow. Appreciate that.
And your vision throughout the whole, you're special with that character, Derek. Helped a lot.
No shit. Dude, that sniper is awesome. As soon as you left, that's the first thing Peanut said. He's like, I'm gonna miss your fucking special because it just reds everybody and you can see him through all the walls and
it was good.
I'm definitely gonna pick that shit out, dude. So we're gonna be playing that.
It's worth it.
Yeah, like I had way more fun with that than I expected. Would you take a guess, like, you read this, right?
Yeah. for most of it.
Okay, never mind. Then you can't guess. 9.7 million people played that fucking beta. So that's gotta say something. Like, you like it takes maybe 1 or 2 days, and then everyone started telling everyone about it, and like they extended it. So
yeah,
a lot of people got a chance to play that. So I'm expecting that game to do well. And Taco Bell's pimping the hell out of it.
You can actually win PS4 and Overwatch.
Yeah.
Through one of their ridiculous things.
I think they make it to where you can do it on Xbox, too. But
it doesn't surprise
me. Who gives a fuck about that?
Yeah.
Also, one more thing with Overwatch. The developers were saying that first-time offense on cheaters, immediately banned. I imagine that's more for, like, PC players. I think it's coming out on PC, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah. Fuck cheaters. So, yeah, they can all go to hell, and they can all go to hell and die.
I had, like, 9 months dedicated on the first Modern Warfare to solely raping cheaters. Yeah. That's all I did.
Which is good. Which is good. But, I think that's it for the all Overwatch stuff. Oh yeah, Dark Souls 3, the board game. That was a.
When you get done talking about this board game, I'm talking about the board game I told you about.
Hell yeah, the Dark Souls 3 board game was on a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe or some shit like that, but it got straight up $5 million for them to make this. I don't even know what the hell a board game's gonna be like for Dark Souls. Like,
the way that the budget, like, with that much budget, I hope it's gonna be app-enabled.
But it's a, it's like a board game. I saw the board, and there's, like, pieces that you move around the board, like Risk? I don't fucking know.
Yakuza Milan?
Yakuza Milan? What is up?
I tip my hat to you.
Let me see here. Yeah, this is just me bitching. It's like, they got $5 million, and I can't get a goddamn dime for doing this podcast and all the streams.
It's not true. At one point, we were making $11.
I was fixing to say, because I also have this. Oh, Mike from the Level Up Show supported me until I, like, took my 8-month hiatus, and Rick, who is also super awesome, has supported us quite a bit. So
No Man's Sky is my answer.
I just talk shit. That's all. Yeah, good old Rick, which, like I said, you can go see him murder a bunch of folks on that YouTube channel down at the bottom of the screen in our Overwatch videos. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a new, he brought up the Dark Souls board game, and then I told him about a board game that he didn't know about. They're making a Jim Henson's Labyrinth board game.
Dance, magic,
but
dance.
But it's gonna play like D&D.
Dude, I'm so down for that.
And all the characters are like this tall and highly collectible.
I'm gonna make a hoggle.
It's like, they have a hoggle. Yeah. And it's like $50.
What was he? Just like a troll? Goblin?
I think he was a troll.
Yeah, he had to have been a troll because he wasn't a goblin.
Because the trolls don't like fairies. They never have.
Yeah. Well, those fairies were dicks.
All fairies are dicks.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell, it's a good real point. Story, she's a bitch.
Kind of a bitch.
Tried to drown Wendy.
Yeah, that's very true. Oh, man. The first PS4 Gran Turismo will be coming later this year to PS4, so that's cool. I think I said PS4 like 3 times in that sentence.
Yeah, I think so.
As I said, I'm a little bit loopy today.
We like PlayStation 2. So. PlayStation 2 no longer has server support.
Yeah, that's kind of whack.
I mean, it lived out its lifespan.
I don't really like that. But, you know.
What, I mean, it lost, what, Final Fantasy? What other online games did it have?
Yeah, but how awesome would it be to be able to go back and play Champions of Norrath?
I mean, you still could, just not
online. Not online. But I want to take a minute, see what this Yakuza Milan, what game are you most looking forward to?
I said No Man's Sky.
I agree with Peanut, No Man's Sky.
I'm going to rule the world.
And Overwatch, actually, because those are both going to be, like, I'll definitely pick up some Overwatch. And, what is this podcast about? What are your goals? I'll actually be covering some of that a little bit more, but basically this podcast is just about us getting together talking about PlayStation. Because we love PlayStation. Yeah, we're kind of some fanboys on that. I got my little sack boys and stuff. My little hippie sack boy. He knows what's up. I just like throwing things for some reason. EA, everyone's favorite company, has announced that Battlefront didn't have a campaign because it was held because of the new Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
It was rushed.
Yeah, they had to rush it to match the timing whenever that was released, which I thought was kind of crap because I was like, well, then the next, why don't you just put it out after that? And they have put out some DLCs, some cool DLCs, but nothing like a campaign. And then I was like, oh, they're probably saving it for the next one. But then I read on the next Battlefront 2, they're going to be covering the new movies. So, I don't know. What the hell's up with that?
Battlefront campaign. It's not going to happen.
I bet we get one in the next one.
Yeah.
Unless the next fucking movie gets pushed out. But that's like a couple years, right? Like, 18 is whenever we get... 2018 is when we get episode 8. Because Rogue One is in between that, so...
I mean...
Peanut don't know.
It's all Greek to me.
Yeah, whatever, I wanted a campaign, but you know what, fuck me. Oh, wow, let's see some of that. See some of what?
PSVR.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to get some PSVR. That was way off.
It really wasn't.
I'm a little high. I can relate to that.
Don't you light that cigarette?
Speaking of some Dark Souls 3, I saw a cool video that you should probably go and check out if you're a Dark Souls fan. It is a first-person mod that someone did to it, which it's still kind of janky because all you can see is, like, their hands and stuff. Like, you don't see, like, anything from, you know, basically gauntlets up. Can't see their arms and shit. But it still looked cool. Like, he was still fucking shit up. Like, he was taking on PvP people, messing them up. I don't know if exactly it said, or if it shows whether or not it was easier or harder. I think it would be harder, but it was still cool to be able to check out that atmosphere in first person. So a cool video. On the YouTubes. Let me see. I was talking with my buddy Zach the other night, talking about nerd stuff. And he was bringing up the fact that he doesn't think console gaming is going to be around for very long.
With VR coming out soon, it's gonna blow the fuck up.
Yeah.
So, console gaming as we know it is not
gonna be. Yeah, not like we're never gonna be buying consoles again. That's not exactly what he was saying, but I was kind of with him on that. I was like, because I was honestly thinking the PS4 was gonna have like a version without a disc drive. Because I know a lot of, well, not too terribly many people apparently are going all digital, but I'm all 100% digital. I don't have a fucking disc in here.
Say I'm all digital, but it's all because of you.
Yeah, but still, it's the way to go.
Yeah, I can't sell my shit.
Nerd. Let me see. I already covered all that shit that I did on YouTubes.
Heiko Xanalam or whatever asked, what game could you invent that hasn't been released yet? I have had a great idea for years.
Yeah, Peanut does have a good idea on that one.
And it's basically like a Final Fantasy fighting game. Not to what they've done, because I know there's cabinets in Japan that do it. But not to the extent I'm talking about. Like, me and Dave were big Final Fantasy nerds back in, you know, the 7, 8, 9 days. And I want to be able to load, well, even 10. I want to be able to load my character and go, you know, traditional turn-based, so to speak. You know, it'd have to be worked out. Where we could battle each other's builds against each other. And, yeah, I think it'd be funner than hell.
Yeah, it would. Just being able to crisscross all those awesome-ass characters, yeah, I'm totally down with that. Yes. We were speaking about Matt earlier, one of the previous podcast members. We're going to have to tell him that good old Need for Speed's coming back next year with a new game.
So he's going to buy it
and never play it. But I will get to borrow it from him whenever I run out of things to play. So that's always a plus. I'm usually not the biggest fan of racing games. Like, it's not like I hate them, but it takes, like, just the right racing game for me to really get into it. Most of the time, it's, like, the driving sims I don't like.
So Gran Turismo is not your bag.
Yeah, Gran Turismo is not my bag. I can go around corners at 45 miles an hour in my car. I could do that on my own. But I can't ramp that shit and, like, do loop-de-loops and shit, like, Burnout style, yeah. But...
See, I actually had fun when I played, Gran Turismo 5, because there were specific types of races that you could set up to where people could join, and it was only those cars. And I joined one, and I was racing a whole bunch of Bugattis, okay? Now, anything Mario Kart style, yeah, no, he's down. But
it's true.
I jumped into a race with nothing but Bugattis, and I was in my Skyline.
Crash Team Racing, sorry.
I jumped in with my Skyline. And finished 7 seconds behind the leader. Their cars have double the horsepower that mine do.
Yeah.
And the dude that won flat out sent me a message, and he was like, "The fuck did you do to that car?" He was like, "That is insane that you could even keep up to us."
At certain points, I gotta give it up to Gran Turismo, because I won't name these two people because it's incriminating, but I went over to their house because they were like, "Hey, I got a new driving wheel.
Built a wheel.
And I'm going to fucking build this thing, and we're going to, like, screw that shit into it."
They put a fan on it.
And then put a fan in front of them. And then took mushrooms. And, like, fucking was just standing there like they were fucking driving. They were in that fucking car. They always look gorgeous, so, I mean, that helps, but, man.
Blur was intense, dude.
I got to give it up to Gran Turismo for that.
Split Second was another racing game that was...
Blur was good.
Split Second was also good.
I didn't play Split Second. I don't think I did.
Brandon, I think, is the only person I know that played it.
Yeah. He's been hitting me up lately. I need to fucking go hang out with his ass. I need to tell Matt to have him fucking come over. We've been talking comic books and shit.
He comes over to Matt's all the time.
Yeah. Not while I'm over there. Last time he was over there, though, he fucking sent me a picture of all the different comic books he got. And they were, like, legit-ass Batman books and stuff. And he had asked me to come over and kick it Tuesday, but I was like, it's podcast day. Didn't end up podcasting on Tuesday anyways. My bad, Brandon. I need to get his ass to come over and be on the podcast at some point. He'd be fun to talk to. I keep seeing more Platinum Games, Ninja Turtle stuff. They're, like, putting out all these whatchamafuckets.
I need to look more into it.
All these videos. You should see all the, like, character-specific videos, because it's not a trailer.
Okay, Platinum Games. I fell in love with Platinum Games because of, it was a shooter game they made.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was really cool. And then Dave got...
What was the name of that one?
Oh, Dave
got... You're, like, sliding on the fucking ground.
Equilibrium. And... No. Something like that.
It is something like that. Damn it.
But
we're
Dave...
stupid.
Dave got Korra, which was made by Platinum Games. And I was very sad.
You know, after Korra, they made that Transformers game.
Yeah.
And that one got better reviews than Korra. But yeah, the core did, like, it handled, like, fucking tank ass.
Yeah,
like,
it was trash.
It was not the best at all.
And I hated Korra, the actual series, to begin with.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as...
The only thing Korra had for me was the probe-ending, and it still didn't give it to me the way I wanted it in the game.
Yeah, in the game, it should have been a lot fucking cooler.
Yeah, it was...
It was like the equivalency of, like, fucking Blitzball. Blitzball was not that crazy of a fucking game, side game in 10, so... Final Fantasy X. But yeah, like, all the different characters have been put out, so you actually get to see gameplay now. And it looks good. It looks like a fucking beat-em-up, dude. Like, it's gonna be an awesome Ninja Turtles kicking ass.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. But, we'll just have to see how it fucking turns out.
I mean...
Well, yeah.
There's not much on your name I don't play, but...
We talked a little bit about Call of Duty's Infinite Warfare last episode. I think it was the last episode.
And it's getting smashed on.
And since then, it has the most dislikes of any Call of Duty on their YouTube channel. But I've always said that's the fucking vocal minority talking shit all the time. Everyone talks shit on Call of Duty.
I mean, the internet's stupid.
Always fucking breaks records. Like, every time it breaks records.
Me too.
That's very true. And with fucking Infinite Warfare coming out with the fucking redo, shit.
Dope.
I'm gonna definitely be doing that. But yeah.
I asked Candace the other day, I was like, you ready for a competitive online gaming peanut again? She was like, no. Not at all.
I was actually a little low. Call of Duty Infinite dislikes. After that trailer, I like that trailer. Like, I liked a lot of it.
But they screwed over Infinite for me by adding the remaster as a bundle. Because I'm way more stoked about the remaster.
Oh, yeah. Like, whenever I get that game, I will play the remaster first.
Yeah, I have to.
Like, most definitely.
I'm jumping instantly. Yeah. And all gillied up. I'm done.
All gillied up. Yeah, I was, like, me and Rick were talking about it in the Level Up Show chat whenever they were talking about all the dislikes and everything. And he was like, it's going to be the same shit over and over again. I was like, I'm not so sure it is, because they're talking about this ship thing. This is how you get from mission to mission. So you're your character walking around on your fucking platform. Your people are like, hey, we've done this to your ship. You upgraded this and this. And then you hop in the ship and go to the fucking mission. Now, I don't know if you hop in your ship and it's like a fucking Destiny cutscene, you know, where you're flying to it, or if you're fucking flying that ship. Because from the trailer, it looked like you could straight up hop into some dogfights. And if that's the fucking case, this might be my new fucking favorite Call of Duty. Like, I'm a big fan of dogfights. Ever since fucking Wing Commander back in the day. Like, I played that shit on Super Nintendo.
Ace Combat.
Ace Combats are legit as fuck. Anything with dogfights, dude. That's why a lot of the Battlefront doesn't have as good.
Battlefield 1943.
Yeah.
Dude, it was a janky, no-crap graphic game.
Warhawk and Starhawk?
See, I didn't play Warhawk.
Warhawk was fun, dude. Their ships were pretty cool. And it reminds me a lot of the ships in the new Call of Duty.
Wasn't that the one that Captain Cracker and me and got into a giant argument over?
It might have been.
Because he was trying to give me Warhawk. Like, all he had on his name was Warhawk. Yeah. And they flat out got butthurt and was fucking angry. And I was like, dude, I've got like $2,000 tied into my account. You're offering me a $60 game I don't want.
Yeah. And you game share with homies, not random people.
I mean, I knew him.
Oh, yeah.
It was Grant's friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, they flat out stopped talking to me over that shit.
I remember that. Like, they were super butthurt about that. I was like, what the hell is your problem?
Grant apologized. He was like, you know, we were drunk. I was like, that's cool, you know. I appreciate your apology, but your buddy over there, he can sit on it and spin, bro.
Yeah. Your buddy can fuck off. I wish there would have been more dogfights and shit in Battlefront. So, I'm kind of stoked that
Battlefront 19, they had a whole side thing. You could fucking...
Yeah, but it doesn't feel the same.
I mean, it was old school planes.
Yeah, it's not... It's not like I would imagine, but, speaking of Battlefront and Star Wars shit, there's, quite a bit of Star Wars games that are fixing to be coming in... Well, fixing to be. In the next few years, they have laid out quite a bit of new Star Wars games. We got Battlefront 2, should be sometime in 2017... No announced developer yet. Okay. Peanut's favorite, Lego. Force Awakens. No, that's going to be me. I will play Lego Force Awakens because I love Force Awakens.
But I don't like Lego games.
Yeah.
They're childish.
I mean, I understand. But I am a child and I giggle whenever they make the little jokes in the shows or in the cutscenes and shit.
I mean,
like,
that's funny.
Ever since they started voicing them, I'm down.
Like, Candace was asking me, she was like, is there any way you think Misty let me borrow the Harry Potters? And I was like, yeah, she probably would. But there's no story. They're just...
Yeah. Like, I mean, you get the gist of it. Every time I sit down and watch them, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're in Prisoner of Azkaban.
Or... Yeah, no, I made jokes about it. Yeah. She was just like, that's like, funny.
I know exactly where you're at, what you're doing.
Because I hate Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter. God of War folks are making a third-person action game for Star Wars. Hopefully you're being a badass Jedi, because I feel like God of War folks could do that fairly easily. Like, I feel like a stupid badass is Kratos, so I imagine...
Let you take down an AT-AT without a plane?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. That's the type of shit I want to do. And then the Dead Space developers... should have some cool Star Wars related shit out in 2018.
I
think that's what it said in 2018.
That's cool, because, I mean, Dead Space was intense.
Yeah.
It was a hardcore, like, space
I could see, like, some really cool bounty hunter action from them. Like, give me some Boba Fett style stuff.
Yeah.
I'd play the shit out of that. A good Boba Fett game. And then Amy Hennig from... She was the one that started Uncharted 4. And then Druckmann and all them took over from The Last of Us. And she's been working on some stuff for Star Wars. But nobody really knows what the hell that is.
It's going to be highly story.
Yeah, which I'm down with. Like, that's such a huge universe. Like,
there's so much lore to be told.
Yeah, I'm pretty much pumped for all those games. But like I put down here... I'm a fucking Star Wars nerd. I'd fucking play a stupid ass like dating sim if it had Star Wars in it.
I'm a dedicated Star Wars nerd fan, because I'm not a nerd for Star Wars, but I'm a fan of my friends who are.
Yeah.
I went to go see Star Wars and had a fucking lightsaber fight.
Yeah.
I don't care about Star Wars. I don't.
Episode 3. Matt pussed out. With probably good reason, because we did get in trouble.
Usher, dude.
But fuck that guy, because we, like, both... Where is that lightsaber? Can you grab it back there? It's back between these two. Me and Peanut. Peanut takes Matt's lightsaber. And I got mine. Even though, like, because of all these fights... Oh no, it actually looks good right there, but there's like gaps in the LEDs up here.
What's up, Blaze Boy?
But yeah, we take these lightsabers, thank you, and we didn't even instigate it.
No, the whole crowd did.
I think it was the Jedi OKC people that were like, holy shit, you guys have the coolest lightsabers, come to the front and like...
Fight,
you know, you've got the red one, so, like, you need to lose, he needs to win, make it look cool. Little did he know, we've been doing this since we were, like, 5.
With real swords.
Yeah, with real swords. So we were, like, beating the shit out of him and everything, like, looking awesome, whole crowd in the fucking movie theater. It was a midnight showing, so it's just packed full of people.
Dressed.
Which is honestly why I thought Matt wouldn't go up there, is because it wasn't because he thought he'd get in trouble, it was because there were so many fucking people up there.
I got anxiety issues. I don't even fucking care.
Yeah. It was Star Wars Day, motherfucker. I don't give a shit. But then the usher comes up and he's like, hey, you guys need to quit doing that.
It's a $5,000 screen.
Because it's a $5,000 screen, yeah.
Motherfucker, our TV at home costs as much. Shut up.
I was like, this is a $100 lightsaber. You want to think I'm going to fuck that up, too? But we still got to stay and watch the movie, so I guess he was all right about it. But we did have to stop doing that.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. Some more stuff. Neo. We talked in Nio.
Nio.
Nio. I think it's Nio. N-I-O-H. That beta came out, what, 3 weeks ago? Something like that?
2 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks ago, that shit came out, and we both played that a little bit.
I just played a lot.
It's the Samurai Souls, as we coined
Oni
it.
Oni Souls.
Oni Souls, yeah. Oni Souls is good right there. I like that one. But ever since that alpha demo, they put up some updates on some of the stuff they're going to be changing. Like, they're going to actually put a tutorial in there, because...
There is not one.
Not one at all, and we had no fucking idea what we were doing. They're balancing the difficulty, especially on the prologue stages, which I complained about. And I was like, no, this first part's harder than Dark Souls. Like, I was adamant about that.
Fucking Sanchez said there was a boss.
Yeah, I was like, you got to a boss? What the fuck? And then they're improving the camera and the controls, improving the user interface, because that was kind of all over the place. It was still an alpha, so it's not like we're bitching about it, but, you know,
getting rid of
just keeping people up to date on things.
The weapon bar.
Yeah, like, your weapons and armor will no longer degrade. Like, they degraded fast, and I'll give them that.
Your weapons
but...
did, your armor not so much.
Yeah, that's true. But you did find a lot of weapons.
Yeah, but I mean...
It did go too fast, but so they just killed that altogether. Like, you will never have a sword break or your armor degrade or anything, so... I guess that's cool, but I'd rather it just be, like, a more complicated system for it to broken.
I wish it was more like Dark Souls, to where, like I said, if every time you go to your shrine, it repaired.
Yeah, that's all they needed to do.
Yeah.
Or have, like, a little god thing that follows you around that, like, helps you out with it and, like, makes it better.
That lets you buy fucking, like, the repair powders. You can buy repair powders in Dark Souls now.
No shit. They fucked with quite a bit of the enemies and like how they attack. They fucked with some kind of stagger mechanism that they had in that.
Is it the dude's axe?
Yeah.
I guarantee that's what the fuck it was.
I hope they don't take away the stagger completely.
Yeah, but I mean that dude.
Oh, that was spot on.
That dude.
That was the fucking one.
Did not stagger if he was in. His poise was too high for any Dark Soulsers. Soulsers. Yeah, that one.
Soulsers. Soulsers.
Soulsers. There's no peanut, only Zool.
I wonder how. I made that fucking joke today at Vintage Stock, dude. They had action figures, and it said Dana Barrett, but it was her dressed up whenever she's like in her apartment and shit. I was like, what the hell? This thing's got a misprint on it. And they were like, what are they talking about? I was like, that's not Dana Barrett. That's Zool. And he just looked at me. I was like, I'll leave now. It's like, I'll get the fuck out of here. Oh, man. Maybe we can save movie video games for another time.
Yeah, because we actually need to look more into it.
Truly.
There's a couple.
That could be a really good conversation. But I do want to go and explain a little bit more of the whole Patreon spiel. I am going to be going through and, like, redoing some of the rewards and stuff, but there's also another, like, tier setup where we'll, like, acknowledge people more and more if they go up there and support us on that. Not only will you get rewards, but you'll build up towards better rewards. And since we're the Noble Metals gamers, Noble Metals are the trophies from the PlayStation, except for bronze. It's not a Noble Metal. Nope. But silver, gold, and platinum are.
That's why you get them for just starting the game.
Participation trophies. But there are four different areas, depending on how much you can contribute or help us out, and we'll be able to hook you up with cooler stuff. There'll be more info on that once I actually fully update it, but like, you can be in a bronze area or a silver area, gold area, or a platinum area.
Just the different tiers.
Yeah, different tiers, just to show how awesome you are, so that we can call you out, give you an awesome nickname, something like that.
Silver member, platinum member, gold member.
Gold member.
I'm 3D printing somebody a gold dick. First time to become a gold member.
But definitely check that out, because like once you hit bronze, you will be known as bronze whatever you want. Or once you hit silver, you can change it then to silver whatever you want. So that way you can get a cool ass name, help
any
us
old
out
ladies
doing what
that
we're
become
loving.
Silver members, you need to be Silver Fox.
Silver Fox.
I'm just saying.
It's a good one. No shit.
Need more gilfs.
And then yeah, and then to wrap things up, we usually like to shout out any cool YouTubers or Twitch people or anyone doing really cool stuff. They have podcasts or whatever. And I was talking about him earlier when I was talking about ESO, but Danny Danger. He is a really cool dude. He goes on, I'm pretty sure all of his shit shows up on PS4 Live, but it's always on his YouTube. And he does it Monday through Thursday around 10 to 11 Eastern. He said sometimes he's late, sometimes he's not. He's got a kid, but that guy's cool. He's got a really cool setup, and he's an awesome dude. Played a lot of games with him. I've podcasted with him before on Geek Feed and with Beefy and Prophet and them. So they're all really cool dudes. So definitely check out Danny Danger on YouTube. That's really all you got to pop in. You'll see the little white emblem with his crazy face all up in the little circle there. Make sure to click on that and subscribe on it. Tell him that Noble Metal Gamer said what's up. And yeah, send the love that way. Because that dude's pretty, pretty awesome. Anything else you want to throw out? All right. I think that's going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'm going to throw this last piece of paper. You know, just yesterday I was cleaning up in here and I found the other piece of paper from 2 weeks ago. It's like, oh shit, I need to clean this up more often. Whee! That was way off.
Way
off. Looked cool on camera though. But all right, this has been the Noble Metals Gamers Podcast, episode 58. You can find me on Twitter at Noble Metal Gamer. You can find him on Twitter at Spider Ivian. That is Spider-Man, but the M is an I, V, and an I. Make him use Twitter more often. Hit that motherfucker up. Actually, once I do this for YouTube, it should say, like, my name here, or it might be up here. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember how I set it up, but it'll be there. Check us out. Please hit up Patreon if you like what you're hearing and you want to support us. Go to youtube.com/noblemetalsgamers. I've been getting a few more subscribers on there. I think I've just even gotten like two more here on Twitch, so let me like check and see what that's all about, because I know that just went up.
So I got KR or whatever, Kobe.
Kobai.
Yeah, Kobai.
Yes, a Elite 43 Alpha. Thanks for the follow, dude. But yeah, that's gonna go ahead and wrap it up for this episode.
We got jambalaya we want to eat.
Yeah, we're gonna go eat some jambalaya. We're gonna say everyone in this podcast said Matt's a bitch for not being on the podcast for a long time.
Well, to be fair, he's got a reason to not be here today.
Yeah,
he would have been down, but
because he's fucking making us food.
No, because he had to call Mia.
Yeah, that's true. That's
he can't fuck that up.
Yeah, it's very true. He is in the process of taking care of business, so
that business.
You definitely don't need to blame him for that shit. But yeah, that's gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Like I said, check out all those things. Hit us up on the tweets. Hit us up on the YouTubes. And yeah, everybody be awesome to each other.
And peace and grease.
I need to find a clip of someone saying peace and grease, because I have a clip of someone saying everybody be awesome to each other.
You need to get an ISO.
Everybody of, be awesome to each other.
The God discussion in Ghostbusters.